Good evening. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. The State Assembly has approved a plan to close Wisconsin's troubled youth prison. The chamber passed an $80 million juvenile justice overhaul plan unanimously today that calls for closing the prison outside of Irma by 2021 and replacing it with smaller regional facilities. The measure now goes to Governor Walker. The measure cleared the Assembly in February and passed the Senate on Tuesday. The bill had to come back to the Assembly for a final vote because the Senate included new language that requires the legislature's budget committee to sign off on any spending on new juvenile facilities after the youth prison closes. Both houses must pass the identical bill before it can go to the governor. And Wisconsin's estimated unemployment rate dipped in February to a record 2.9%, while a record was also set for the total number of people employed in the Badger State. The previous record low state unemployment rate was 3%. That was reached in July 1999 when the nation was enjoying a tech-led economic boom and the smartphone had not yet been invented. In January, the state unemployment rate was 3.1%. Using $500,000 in two grants, the city of Eagle River has eliminated all lead service lines to private homes within the city at no cost to homeowners or city taxpayers. The news was one of the highlights of the city council meeting Tuesday, with congratulations handed out to many city employees who were part of the effort. Alderman Jerry Burkett gave credit to the city administrator Joel Laux, who he called a master of grants in the effort. Laux gave credit to many others involved, saying it began with state officials that made the money available through the DNR. Laux also praised Jim Bowman of MSA Engineering, who put the grant applications together. Laux indicated they received a $300,000 grant and a $200,000 grant to replace 50 lead services. A five-day jury trial is on the court calendar for October in the case of a Rhinelander area woman accused in the death of her 20-month-old stepson. 29-year-old Ellen Tran was in court today with her attorney for a status conference. A jury trial was scheduled by Oneida County Judge Patrick O'Melia for October 22nd through October 26th. Jury selection will begin on October 19th. She is free on bail. Tran was accused after her stepson died last April in their town of Newbold home from what officials allege was blunt force trauma to the head. The child's father, 41-year-old Trun Tran, is accused of alleged child neglect and failing to prevent harm to a child. He has a court date in May for a motion hearing. A Crandon woman has been convicted of five felony charges for trying to smuggle drugs into the Forest County Jail. It took the jury less than an hour to reach its verdict Wednesday, and Patricia Kirker will be sentenced in May. Crandon police say they found out Kirker was handing over her prescription pills to an inmate a year ago. Surveillance was set up while inmate Joshua West was out of the jail on a work release detail. When West was searched upon his return, a bag containing 20 pills was found. And one out of every three American adults has prediabetes, and most don't know it. Marshfield Clinic Minocqua Center health educators are offering classes to help people improve their health and to help avoid a growing wave of prediabetes. Type 2 diabetes occurs when the body produces insulin to take care of the food that's eaten, but the cells don't function right and the sugar stays in the body rather than being used. High blood sugar can lead to a number of serious conditions. Type 1 or insulin-dependent diabetes finds the body not producing any insulin, and insulin injections are required to keep blood sugar levels normal. Health educator Jan Drossart says the number of type 2 diabetics is growing, and that is mostly lifestyle-related.
Some things that we can't have control over, but many things that we can. And some things that identify a person as being pre-diabetic include being over age 45, being overweight, having a family history of type 2 diabetes, whether it be a parent or sibling. High blood pressure is an indicator, and being not very physically active.
The program that Drossart offers is for people who have not yet been diagnosed with prediabetes. They're offering a 16-week program with a free, no-obligation introductory session set for 5 p.m. April 4th at the Minocqua Center. More information is at the Marshfield Clinic Minocqua Center. The weather forecast for tonight, look for clear skies, low around 12. Friday sunny, high near 41. Saturday sunny, high near 39. And Sunday sunny, high near 43. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.